So I'm at the London Conference on Cyberspace, and I'm with John Duncan, who is the government's sort of Mr. Cyberspace. He's the special representative for the London Conference on Cyberspace, and he's a bit upset that I don't seem to be quite understanding what it's all about. He's read a blog I've just read, and John, you think I've misunderstood it?
I'm not sure that you've misunderstood it, but I'm not sure you've understood it either. I mean, to me, it isn't too difficult what we're trying to do here. The issue is that we live in an interdependent, interconnected world in a way that was just unimaginable 20 years ago. And that creates all sorts of challenges, both opportunities and threats to those opportunities and threats to the individual. So we need to have a re-look at how do we carry out sort of the mechanisms of control, not government taking over control, because even in the real world, control is exercised by self-regulation at one end, treaties at the other, and all the things that sit in between, you know, industry regulation, ISOs, self-regulation, all sorts of things that go in to making regulation of the real world work, and protecting the citizen, protecting companies, and all those things. We need to have a look at how do we carry that out in cyberspace. Now, we have no mechanism for doing that. All the institutions of international society, bar the IGF, the Internet Governance Forum, are government-led. And this is something where everybody is a stakeholder, from citizens to governments to business to civil society. We are trying to create a platform where we can have that dialogue and understand the connectivity between all these various issues. And that's the purpose of this. We have no platform where we can discuss this.
Haven't we got ICANN? Haven't we got a UN body to do this? Why London?
The UN is a government-led organization. We need people to be sitting down as equal partners and having this discussion. And what has struck me in the time that I've been doing this job is that we are risking going into very much silo mentality in terms of how the internet is being used. Many people here today, I'm not sure, are aware that the extraordinary amount of work that's going on in the development area. That we had Helen Clark, we deliberately invited her because we wanted someone to talk about that issue. People immediately jump onto the security issue. Oh yes, we know it's all about cyber warfare. This is a major issue in terms of how do governments protect their citizens in terms of security. Of course it's a major issue, but it's not the issue. The issue is about understanding the connectivity between all these various strands, and we've collected them in five themes because we thought that was a good way of doing it, to provide a framework for discussion. It's very similar to the issue that we tried to look at 40 years ago in the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe. Happens to be the same intellectual idea. One is cooperation, one is security. They devised three baskets, and they set up ad hoc meetings to start that dialogue so they could deal with what was a politically sensitive issue.
What will success look like, though, at the end of this couple of days? Because to an outsider, it looks quite a grey, middle-aged male meeting of the usual
females here, or
of the usual suspects.
Women, not females.
that's true. I'm being a bit unfair. But to, I don't know, rebellious 20-something bloggers who've contacted me, it looks like the establishment getting together to shut down the internet. And I've been telling them, come on, they can't even get together to make a single currency work. How are they going to do that?
Well, that's certainly true. They're certainly not trying to close down the internet.
So what will success look like at the end of this 2 days?
Success will look like a document which captures all the views from all the constituencies that we've got represented here and says, under these five headings, these are things you want to take action on. We can't take action on them and agree to take action on them 1.5 days. It's not possible. But we will agree a framework, those five themes, the platforms, the follow-up meetings, next one in Hungary in 12 months' time, the one after that in Seoul. We'll have created a dialogue and a way to have that dialogue. That's success. And it's not been done before. So I think that is quite an achievement. If we can achieve that we agree, yes, these are the things we want to talk about, and the next meetings will start talking about serious action. It will be moving towards the sort of benchmarking that we would want to see. But it's something that's collective. It's not governments telling everyone else what to do. It's that community who use the cyberspace coming together as equal partners and agreeing that we need to take action collectively. Part of it will be government, part of it will be for industry, part of it will be for individuals.
And one final thing, cyberspace. What's that about? Isn't that a rather 1990s term?
It wouldn't have been my choice. I think we're talking about the digital interconnected networked world.
John Duncan, thank you very much, and good luck with the rest of the conference.
All right.